Something that has genuinely never happened to me at this radio station before. It's blown my mind today. And we need to do something that we never have done before. And yeah, I'm excited about it, but I know this is going to be probably a little bit of emotional for a few people who are listening tonight. Now, earlier on today, Claire was reading out some messages on how you would use the money if you were to win. And she read out one specific listener's message, which I'll get to in a second because I need to bring in a guy by the name of Mark Lewis from Fleet Luxury Print. They're on the Medway City estate. Mark, how are you doing tonight?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. You?
I'm all right. I hear that you have been listening to KMFM this afternoon. When Claire was reading out what people would do with the money, you heard Teresa's story.
Yes, I did, yep.
Now, Teresa wasn't picked to win £1,000 Friday tonight, but no. You called the office earlier today and spoke to one of the producers, one of your team, Claire, there, offering to do something which is genuinely incredible. But I kind of want to know, you know, what do you want to do and why?
Well, when I heard the comments on the radio, I just thought that I was in a more privileged position, that I took a carpet throughout the house and there, and she for 16 years has been walking on floorboards and not had any carpet. So I just thought I would do what I thought would be the decent thing and offer to pay for them.
Mark Lewis, for everybody else that's listening, is the owner of Fleet Luxury Print on the Medway City estate. You're not in carpets. You do incredible boxes and packaging for some pretty awesome brands.
Right. Yeah.
Well, where have you guys? Yeah, I know what you guys do.
Right. Thank you. Yeah. We all work hard. It's been a tough year for everybody. But it sounds like Teresa's had a bit of a tough old life there for a few years caring for her husband. So, hence my call. But I wanted to do this anonymously, and I think you've just blown my cover.
I'm sorry, Mark. Yeah. But it blew my mind because the idea that you don't work in carpets or furnishings whatsoever, you work in a totally different business sector, but you still want to do this to help Teresa, is absolutely admirable. And for that reason, you are forever a friend of this radio station. And thank you so much for doing it.
Thank you.
Look, we're going to go and surprise Teresa now. She doesn't know this call is coming, but Mark Lewis from Fleet Luxury Print on a Medway City estate, we really, really appreciate everything you guys have done. That's absolutely amazing. So thank you.
No, thank you. Thank you for helping me help her.
Hello.
Hi, Teresa. Rob calling from KMFM. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm all right. Earlier on, Claire was talking on the radio about how you would spend the money. This is what Claire said earlier on today when she read out your message.
I love Teresa's message as well. Hello, Teresa Smith. Hi, Claire. 2-bedroom carpets and the stairs and the landing. I've been walking on floorboards for 16 years as I'm a carer to my husband, as the funds have not been available for us to do so. Oh, Teresa, lots of luck.
Yes.
Now, Teresa, unfortunately, as you would have heard earlier, you're not the winner of £1,000 Friday.
Oh, well, never mind.
During today, we had a phone call from a guy called Mark Lewis, who is the owner of Fleet Luxury Print, who, when he heard Claire read out your message, called the radio station.
Yeah.
And he said that he would like to sort out the carpet in your home.
Oh, my God. That would be amazing.
His exact words were, "I'm in a fortunate position and others are not so much. And he would like to use that position to help you out." And I just thought, what an incredible thing for somebody to offer to do.
That's amazing. I'm speechless. I really am. And I'd be so grateful. Thank you. You're fine.
It's it doesn't happen often, Teresa, that people pass on goodwill, good feelings, good vibes, but Mark Lewis genuinely is one of these nice guys. We've called him, we've spoken to Mark today a couple of times and made sure he's happy with it, and he would love to help you out. And the best bit about it is Mark actually didn't want us to make a fuss of him or his company or anything. He was like, "I'm really happy doing this anonymously," but we were like, "No, that is too much of a nice thing to do." So thank you to Mark. Teresa Smith in Medway, we're going to help you out too, okay?
Lovely. Thank you so much. I really do appreciate it. And thank you very much, Mark. Means a lot.
Bless you. Happy Friday and happy weekend, you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.